So an early prince, which if you're needing an age to tie this to, I've met a few early princes that were in their mid to late 20s. Most early princes will begin being that way in their late 20s or early 30s. This is the time when he's got to figure out which part of the world is going to be his. Where's he going to stake out his territory? And he's painfully aware that as a prince, he's not a king. And it never occurred to him before that he's supposed to be. I think for most men, they just assume that they'll become that someday because they see other men who are clearly that. But now he's got this need to become a king. And it begins with having to figure out what is it that is going to be his? What's the area that's going to be his? And for some men, they already know. They knew when they were 13 years old they were going to be a coach, for example. I know a man like that. So for some men, it's easy. For other men, it's not. And what they have to do is pick a career, if you will, or an area of work where they engage themselves and they throw themselves into it. They think, okay, this is it. This is it. This could be me. And they throw themselves into it and they experience it. And if it is them, if it fits, if it's like, oh yeah, this is great, then they'll keep going and they'll become what we call a middle prince. And I'll talk about that in a moment. If it doesn't fit, then that's a great disappointment. And they have to stop and find something that they think will fit. Now, I have to put in something important here. You might notice that I'm not saying try, that an early prince is trying out different careers. And that's because men don't try. Women try. We do. We try. We're trained by babies. We got a crying baby. We'll do anything to get that baby to stop crying. And we'll try things that we think have a slim chance of success. We'll be, oh, what the heck? What if I hand him a napkin? Let's see what happens. You know, we'll try. And men are not trained by babies. Men are trained by woolly mammoths and giant deer and things that can kill them if they don't kill it. So men do not proceed, they do not engage, they do not participate unless they think there's a very high chance of success. And I call men the great calorie conservers of the universe because the way they're wired is to not do anything. Just conserve your calories, don't do anything until there is an obvious opportunity to succeed. This has so many ramifications in relationships and in the workplace. And if you're a manager of men, this is something you have to understand. And we teach more about this in the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women workshop. And I'm sure it will show up in other places in our curriculum. But for now, you just have to know that. Men don't try. They only engage when they think their chances of success are very high, and this applies to every area of life. And in the stage called prince and the phase of early prince, it means they're not trying different careers. They're engaging in a career until it reveals itself as a fit or not a fit. And if it's a fit, yay, keep going. If it's not a fit, gotta find something else, gotta start over. So how long the phase of being an early prince lasts depends entirely upon how quickly he discovers, he identifies the area in life that fits for him and where he chooses to establish himself. And if you're in relationship with an early prince, all you can do is let him be. All you can do is let him go through the process of figuring this out if it fits. Don't try to push him into anything. That would be a huge mistake. What I call work for my father syndrome. No good. No good. And it will come back at you. It will come back at you later in a most painful way and at a really inconvenient time in life. So let him go through it. He has no choice. He has to go through it. Your protests won't make any difference. And if you just trust him and encourage him and believe in him, which he needs you to do, then it'll all turn out much better. We often try to push men at this age, as usual, into making a commitment, into getting married. And what I've heard men say, they're all phrases like, I have no business getting married until I know what I'm doing with my life. I can't even take care of myself. How could I take care of another person? You're going to hear that. You're going to hear that from early princes. And they've got to figure out what path they're on before they invite someone to come with them. And there's nothing to do but just let them do that. Now, again, it could last any length of time. It could be weeks. It could be months. It could be years. I've seen men who were early princes for almost a decade because they didn't find the thing for them. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just how it's going.